Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you since 1997 on KKUP Radio with over 250 guests and still going strong in their 12th year of weekly broadcasting, the International Taz and Paula Show brings to you expansive, engaging, and groundbreaking intensity on radio and now on the internet airwaves today. Listen live every Thursday or visit Embracing Mother Earth's archives, exclusive articles, ask questions, and receive actual answers from guests anytime at TazandPaulaShow.com. Taz and Paula's special guests are experts coming from all walks of life, energizing our lives with a passion that inspires and teaches us with each of their compelling personal life journeys, with roots from ancient wisdom and bridging it with modern science. We hope today's show touches the wisdom of your heart. And now, Taz and Paula.
Well, good morning, everyone. Today we have good morning. We have a fabulous astrologer with us today, Tom Letcher. Riding the Waves with Tom is absolutely delightful as he shares details about upcoming energies from our planets that shake up the status quo in our lives. Yes, the movement is here to slide us from one direction to the other, waking us up, hopefully, with smiles on our faces or at least with ease and grace. You are now listening to the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula.
Well, and I'm Taz, and... Well, Tom has interpreted the approaches of Jeffrey Wolf Green's evolutionary astrology with aspects of shamanic astrology and his own insights to create his finely attuned new paradigm astrology. And he is right on. Wow, we just love listening to him. You can check him out at his website, a platform that is designed to help connect you with your spiritual soul purpose and provide you with the means to fulfill it. And you know what? These are powerful times of change. And we have the man who can steer you in the right direction. Tom provides beginner meditation for healing addictions, intermediate meditation for emotional balance, advanced meditation to stabilize your chronic body. And if you want to know where to move, he'll support you. Where the energies will nourish your soul the best. Plus, of course, he does relationship charts and yearly charts as well. And he gives an all-around upfront information about what's happening weekly on his website.
Well, Tom says that astrology is saying during the next 12 months, it would serve us well to weed the garden of our priorities, values, and possessions and talents to rid ourselves of the superfluous and expand upon the relevant and useful. It's time to stop wasting time on the non-essential and devote ourselves more fully to cultivating capacities that serve to empower us and ensure our survival and prosperity within a changing environment. I think we need to have Tom on our show as a habit here. He has some really useful information. So welcome, Tom. Whoops, I think he went off. Hello, Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm in the queue.
Well, you're here. We can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Oh, good. I've had a little trouble with my Skype this morning, so I didn't know if I was on there or not.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
So did you hear us tell everyone all about you, your introduction?
Yes, I did.
things are moving so fast. Like, it just makes my head spin. So what's actually happening out there, Tom?
Well, we have our full moon at 11:40 tonight. I don't know if you saw it last night, but it sure was
beautiful.
Did.
Yeah, it was good.
And this is, you know, it's actually a pretty intense gathering of energy right now. I don't know if you have been feeling it personally, but, you know, in my last little astrology forecast on YouTube, I talked about this full moon, and it's kind of reflective of what has been going on pretty much, for the last 3, 4, 5 months. There has been this real changing energy field, and it's part of an even bigger change that's going on within the whole human psyche, within our whole, DNA cellular makeup. I mean, we have this photon wave coming from the center of the galaxy that is altering human consciousness and human destiny on this planet that is, super, super powerful. And what that means and how it's indicated with the astrology is that Uranus, the planet of the unconscious individuation, has gone into the sign of Aries for the first time in 85 years March. And that is, that is signifying that it is time, how do I put this, for us to become more individuated, become more autonomous, become more sovereign, become more independent. It's really a shift in getting our needs met spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically within ourselves. And through our meditations, through opening our crown chakra, through opening our third eye, through tapping into universal, galactic, cosmic, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, religious or, energy individually. And so what this has also, reflected in the chart is obviously Saturn has gone into the sign of Libra, which is the sign of partnership and relationships. And that started in July of 2010, and Saturn's going to stay in Libra through October of 2012. And obviously, Saturn has to, is the reflection of this, the great teacher, the Lord of Karma. And it brings forth, all of our issues of where we are out of alignment with our initial soul intention and with our current, conditions and situations. So when it comes through Libra, the sign of partnership and relationship, it says that it's time to get our relationships in order. And this, this July of 2010 to October of 2012, signifies, Saturn is form, and it's reforming our relationships. And, of course, that is only a reflection of the inner transformation that's happening within each and every one of us on this planet. That, of course, if we are becoming more sovereign, becoming more independent, tapping into our own core, or should I say that we need to do that. I don't say that everybody is doing that. I say that, we need to do that. And what's going to happen is, some people are going to get it, and some people are going to individualize. Some people are going to build a spiritual practice, and some people, and these people are going to, want independence, want more space, want more freedom, want more time, for their own personal spiritual pursuits. And other people are going to not get it. And they're going to continue in codependent relationships. They're going to long and want and need and, suffer from isolation, loneliness, or separation, and they're going to, be clinging and wanting and really hurting, feeling a deep sense of sorrow and disconnection and separation, and get very upset and lost and fearful and, despondent and depressed over, over their relationships breaking up and not working out and not being the way that they used to be, or disillusionment with relationships not really coming through like they hoped or wanted or whatever. So this is a really, it's an intense, powerful time for this kind of a shift to be happening. And that's going on, like I say, you know, this Saturn through Libra is for 2.5 years, and Uranus in Aries, you know, that started in March, but it's in Aries for 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So what's going on now is that this full moon in Cancer and Capricorn, you know,
well, that's me.
Is, you know, that's making what is called a grand cross in astrology. Yeah. And this grand cross is when you have planets in all four cardinal signs, you know, that are 90 degrees or square to each other, and they make this box, they make a grand cross, they make, you know, so the sun is opposite the moon, and Uranus is opposite Saturn, and they're all square to each other. And this was even more powerful July 1st at the, well, it was a T-square, you know, at that point 2 weeks ago at the solar eclipse. Yeah. But, so, you know, this full moon, this Cancer-Capricorn axis being triggered right now has so much to do with security, emotional security, financial security, and, of course, that security is, you know, that security axis of Cancer and Capricorn is square to the Aries Libra, which is self-individualization and partnership and relationship. These, you know, so it's the relationship axis is actually in square in the natural horoscope to the security axis. That our relationships trigger our security issues on every level. Yeah. So this full moon is really bringing up very deep issues having to do with our security, which has then also to do with our emotional past, our inner child, the sun going through Cancer for this whole month from the summer solstice until July 23rd. The sun moving through Cancer is really putting this focus on our need to contact and to honor and to protect and to listen to and to integrate our inner child. And let's face it, our inner child is mostly at this point freaking out. Because, you know, because like there's, you know, a lot of our relationships and a lot of what we have looked to for security is disappearing so that we can do this evolutionary leap into being our own, what I like to call mini gods and mini goddesses. So, you know, that's a start. I mean, I can keep going, but I want to give you a chance to talk.
Well, this really would be affecting people like myself. I'm a Capricorn with a Cancer rising. Is that coming in full force according to where you're at in the charts? I mean, their charts?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, this is really affecting people that have planets, you know, in particularly the early, you know, like if the early Aries, early Cancer, early Libra, early Capricorn, these people have been, you know, going through the grinder here for about a year or so, and it's not only the, you know, the sun sign, but, you know, if you know your chart, if you have the moon there or Venus or Mercury or Mars or your rising sign, you know, in these early degrees, as far as sun signs go, you know, it would be if you were born in the last week of March, the last week of June, the last week of September, or the last week of December. Yeah, those, you know, that would be the people that their sun is actually getting directly affected by this transition. And what that really means to me is that these are the people who chose to incarnate, right? You know, I mean, the whole thing with astrology is that you choose your parents and you choose the time and the place and you choose the chart You know, so it's not happening to you. It's that you are a soul who chose to come in at that particular time with that configuration. And that configuration reflects your intention, your soul purpose for coming here. And the people who are being affected by this right now have chosen to be the representatives of, to be the heralds of the new paradigm. It's like you are directly linked in. You are directly hooked up with this bandwagon of change, you know, or I should say this bulldozer of change that is coming through and altering the landscape of human consciousness on planet Earth through this 2012 and, you know, through this whole, you know, changing of the ages.
Yeah, it feels like a bulldozer.
do you feel like a bulldozer?
Well,
no.
But I've felt my inner child really been being tugged this last year, so I almost feel like it's a conclusion for me. So it's like I've been through it and I'm coming up for air now.
Yeah, I mean a Capricorn rising, right? Is that, you know, your rising sign is like the school you are in. It's what you're learning how to do and become. More and more and more, it has a bit to do with your destiny. And, of course, Capricorn is the wise one. It is the elder. It is the authority. And so a Capricorn rising says you are learning how to manage, to handle, and to become bigger, more of an authority, more of the wise elder that people turn to and look to. And so you are, you know, in this lifetime to really be a leader and to initiate, you know, new forms and new structures, ways for people to, you know, to listen. So, of course, you know, you have a bunch of people listening to you right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's my sun sign, Capricorn.
Your sun sign is Capricorn. Well,
right.
Then you already are. And so this is you're a Cancer rising?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I have to take it all back what I said. You're learning how to play and how to get into your feelings and emotions and be a little child and stop being so doggone so serious and such an authority and such a power, power player. Yeah. So yeah. When you have your sun opposite your ascendant, right, and of course this full moon is triggering it for you, it's balancing out this axis between, you know, the inner child and the wise elder, you know, and really not getting lost in either polarity, not being too serious, not being too childish, not being, you know, too old and not being immature and, you know, not being detached and suppressing all of your feelings, you know, and not being triggered by every tiny little feeling that comes up. And so, you know, this is your, one aspect of what you're about. And, of course, that is what everyone is now doing with this, with this full moon. You know, I mean, the moon moving through Capricorn has to do with repression and suppressing, you know, and holding in because of our duties and our responsibilities and our jobs. We don't take care of ourselves, you know, and this moon in Capricorn, people can, you know, really suffer from, basically what I say is that whatever you suppress and deny and avoid becomes the source of anger and rage, yeah?
Yeah.
And, you know, this actually can be a time where people are getting in touch with how they have not done what they've wanted to do and not followed their own beat of their own drummer to a life that is fulfilling and joyous, but have succumbed to the pressures and the societal and parental and religious conditioning that says you are a producer and you're here to produce. And if you don't produce, and you don't work, and you don't, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, take care of everybody else, then you're not worth anything. So I don't know, you know,
I was going to say the politicians that are arguing among themselves probably feel this way right now because they're having to do sometimes some things that other people are telling them to do, and it's not in their hearts. So I'm thinking that in this time period, they're really feeling it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's a whole social, you know, it's a whole social transformation going on with that Pluto also in Capricorn, you know, through this time period too.
Now, years and years ago, I heard about the futon belt, and we would be going through it. Is that what we're going through right now?
Well, you know, I mean, my senses here, but particularly, yes. And the way that I see it is that, you know, our sun, the old sun worshippers were the people who really had it together before the religions came along and blasted them, because the sun is our link to a greater universal intelligence. It is a star, and each star in our galaxy then is a link to the core, the center of our galaxy, which is a link to the core and the center of all the other galaxies in our universe, which is linked then to the core and the center of our universe, to the meta universe. You know, there are multiple universes they are aware of now. So it's almost as if this, you know, what's going on then is from the center of our galaxy, there is now emitting, you know, a new wave. And I associate these waves with the missing links. You know, they have these missing links in the evolutionary pattern. There's two of them in particular, you know, where we started standing up, and then we started using tools. You know, happened in a very short period of time, you know, and so we are now in this, you know, this third wave that is altering the structure of. Are you there? I'm getting a bunch of static on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, you know, this photon wave is altering every spiral configuration, the way that energy spirals in our, within our solar system. So it's not just us. It's all of the planets. It's the whole solar system. But our DNA is a spiral configuration. And so this is particularly affecting the way that our DNA is structured. And it is altering, you know, the very foundational roots of our consciousness.
So 2012, is this when it all comes to a peak? Because, I mean, we hear that the... Go ahead.
You know, I see it as intensifying. I'm really not one that is going to... I don't really subscribe to the overnight sensation. You know, I know people say, oh, it's, you know, December 21st of 2012, and somebody said it was, you know, October, you know, 11th of 2011 or something. You know, I mean, everybody's got these different specific dates. But, you know, these are huge, huge, huge evolutionary transformations. And, you know, these waves, I give this change of ages at least from 1900 to 2100. You know, this is basically, you got to give it a 200-year, you know, transformational point. And, you know, I would say, you know, we could call 2012, you know, the very peak of the sine wave, but I don't see it as a sudden shift. So what I'm saying is we're in it right now.
Right.
Yeah.
We have been. We all can feel it, I'm sure.
Well,
it is building. I mean, you are right. It's going to continue to intensify, and I liken that to like the rocket you know, the rocket takes off and it, you know, and it uses up all its fuel and then it lets go, you know, and you've got that stage two, you know, where you just drop off, you know, the whole fuel, the fuselage, you know, and then the tiny little, you know, the tiny little command, you know, rocket actually soars into outer space, leaving behind, you know, all that heavy weight. And it's like we're kind of, you know, we're kind of entering, you know, warp speed now. And it's time to just, it involves a tremendous amount of letting go, you know. And that's another thing that's being triggered with this whole full moon thing and people's security is, you know, it's hard to let go of a lot of our, you know, comfort.
Right.
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting. I kind of question, like, the big earthquakes that we're having now and that our Earth is being altered to some degree. And I also wonder if that will maybe speed up things that are taking place even more.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, that tsunami was exactly coincided with when Uranus went into Aries. Yeah. I mean, and that was on March 13th of 2011. Uranus went into Aries for the first time since the stock market crash in 1929. Yeah. So it comes back into, you know, it comes back into Aries again with another bang. And this time it's not just America. You know, it was the whole Japan and the whole world, you know, was affected by that. And we know that the whole Pacific Rim, the whole Ring of Fire is, you know, is being activated now. And in fact, that tsunami and the earthquake off the coast of Japan did move the you know, the poles did shift, you know, like 3 miles or something. So, you know, these things are, you know, I foresee a tremendous amount of earth activity, but even more so than earth activity is weather patterns, because the weather, like the sign of Aquarius and our air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, all have to do with the atmosphere. And they also have to do with our mental conditions and our amount of stress and anxiety and worry and concern that stirs the nervous system and the whole mental conscious, you know, conscious makeup of humanity is reflected in the atmosphere. So when we are experiencing collectively this huge anxiety and stress, you know, due to these changes, it's like what it does is it creates more hurricanes, more tornadoes, more, you know, intense weather patterns. And these intensifying of the weather patterns, you know, it's not only the, all I can say is that the inner reality is reflected in the outer reality. And whether it's a photon wave coming, or whether it's a tornado coming, or a tsunami coming, these are all reflections of our own internal psychic, spiritual, evolutionary advancement. And when we are breaking apart our inner structures, our past attitudes, our past belief systems, our past need structures and emotional makeup, it is reflected in volcanoes and earthquakes and tsunamis and, you know, it's all mirroring back and forth. The outer mirrors the inner and the inner mirrors the outer, as above, so below, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. So do you think, well, this is going to be a silly question, but meditation should, as we really get involved in meditation to be able to go through this more smoothly?
Yeah, you know, it's the only thing saving my life. I mean, I don't know how anybody's getting along without it, you know, without, you know, like freaking out, because, you know, basically meditation, and not just meditation, but, you know, there are multiple pathways where we can connect with our higher, you call it the witness, or call it the observer, or call it your higher self. But it's basically stepping, you know, into this aspect of our nature that is eternal and is, you know, is basically the owner of, you know, it's like, I have feelings, I am not my feelings. I have thoughts, I am not my thoughts. I have a body, I am not my body. You know, I'm not the sum of my parts, okay? I am something eternal and infinite and timeless. And as such, you know, I have incarnated, you know, in this third dimensional, you know, time, space, physical reality. But, you know, well, and then I'll go on with that, you know, because what we do is we create our egos. And the ego, our left brain, is the commander of our third dimensional body. And, you know, its job is to keep this body alive on this plane of existence as long as our spirit wants to, you know, work through it. And so this ego, which many people mistake for themselves, for who they are, for, you know, and it's their thinking, yeah, and basically the ego is the left brain thinking that is logical, rational, polarized, good, bad, right, wrong, yes, no, up, down. It is basically a digital, you know, plus, minus. You know, I think we make 11,000 digital decisions a second. And our brain does a digital black, white, you know, plus, minus. You know, I mean, that is how fast, right, our brain is thinking. But that is our ego. That is the commander of our physical body. And that is hopefully, you know, subject to the awareness and the instructions from our higher, I don't want to call it right brain because it's beyond right brain, you know, it is our spiritual self. And meditation and yoga. And, you know, I mean, some people it can access through jogging, you know, through Tai Chi, through dance, through painting, through music, through all the different arts, right? I mean, all the different arts are means and ways of interfacing and interconnecting between this dimension and the and the multi 12, 13 dimensional self that we, you know, essentially are. So the more you identify yourself with that spiritual aspect or nature, the less attached and the less dependent you are upon this transitory, illusionary, you know, temporal existence that your ego and physical body are existing within. And you become more creative. You tap into your power. You tap into your creative self. You tap into your imagination and your intuition and your inspiration. And you become a co-creator of this reality, rather than a separate, you know, us-them or me-you. You begin to fathom and you begin to then utilize and penetrate with creative inspiration your earthly existence. Rather than being victimized, you co-create and become the master. And that, of course, is what this whole evolutionary process is about. Humanity is at the threshold of becoming mini-gods and mini-goddesses that are creating universes, by themselves. I mean, we're just, it's so phenomenal what is on the threshold. I think people may tend to focus a little bit on what's going away, because we can't really totally see what's coming. But as much as I see coming, I see the dawn of this new future horizon is absolutely brilliant and beyond what we can even imagine in terms of magnificence and glory and love and union and prosperity and abundance and joy.
I don't think we realize how powerful we actually are.
That's what we're coming into, realize now, is just how powerful we are. And the way that we're seeing that is by the thoughts that you hold are creative. And the feelings that you tap into are creative, and we are going to be seeing a faster response from the outside world. And if we go into negativity, we're going to get more of an immediate, kibosh. And if we go into positivity, we're going to, experience more of a, of a love, joy, abundance. It's all happening faster and faster so that we can see, how we are the generators of our realities.
Instant karma.
Are you feeling that? You know what I'm saying? It's just like so much more instantaneous than it used to be.
Yeah, well, it's really, high intensity. It's building, and you can feel it. You can touch it. It's very tangible.
It sure is. I mean, we create our reality, and, I'm just speaking personally. I can really see how I create my own reality.
Yeah. And then...
Go ahead.
Well, the other thing is that we're also at this particular time, I am you and you are me and we are all together, because I think as we tap more into the universal timeless self, we tap more into, no boundaries and no walls and no separation, and we tap deeper into the collective consciousness and into each other, and this is then also where it gets dicey, because we're also it's almost like the walls of separation are coming down a little bit more, and people are becoming so much more sensitive to their partners' moods and thoughts and feelings. It's like everybody's becoming psychic, and it's like there's no more privacy, there's no more secrets, there's no more, it's like you don't even have to say what the heck you're feeling or thinking, and your partner says, stop it. it's just like we're so picking up on each other, that it can also then get confusing into just what am I creating and what are you creating? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be in San Jose. You're going to be teaching a class in San Jose?
Right. This weekend I'm coming down. I'm giving a talk on the general astrology on Saturday from 10 to 12, and then I'm giving a full day workshop from, I think it's like 10 to 5 or 9 to 4 on Sunday, that has to do with relationship and partnership. We're going to look at Venus and Mars, because of all of this relationship stuff. It's a very potent time for each of us to be tapping into our inner masculine and feminine, which is Venus and Mars in your birth chart. So we're going to, you know, look it down.
Where is that going to be? Do you know the address or?
Yes. Let's see. Well, I should say no. because this is a new location for me. It's a new connection. And the best thing that you can do is go to my website and give a call to Tira Lisa, who's organizing it for me. And it's in Willow Glen, actually. I've never been there. Are you familiar with Willow Glen?
It's just outskirts of San Jose. I mean, it's just a little neighborhood of San Jose.
The phone number to call is 408-420-3542, and her name is Tira Lisa, and you can also email her at Tira Lisa, T-I-R-A-L-I-S-A, Tira Lisa, at pactbell.net, if you wanted to sign up for that course.
We'll give that out right at the very end again of our show so that people that are listening to you and have a spark of interest can call or email. And you also, which I get weekly from you, YouTube, I thoroughly enjoy that. you want to tell people how they can get subscribed to your YouTube weekly updates on astrology?
Sure. Yeah, that is a... If you go to my website, which is newparadigmastrology.com, that's newparadigm astrology.com, there's a little place where you can it's a news subscription button that you push, and you just put in your name and your email and hit subscribe. And every week, or you can also go to YouTube and look for New Paradigm Astrology or Tom Lesher. Yeah, so I do this YouTube. I started doing it, I think it's almost been a year now, but it was just a fluke. One day I moved to Hawaii and I wanted to stay in touch with my kids, so I got one of those video cams, and I'm using this video cam for Skype, and I go, gosh, you know, I could make a little video, and if I did, what would that be about? And so I went out in the backyard and did this little 10-minute astrology, stuck it up on YouTube, sent it out to some people, and by golly, now it's become a weekly event. And if I don't do it, I get all kinds of flack from, you know, people on Facebook. And
I always try to figure out where you're at, because you're always, it seems like you're always by a body of water.
I'm trying. I'm actually inland now. I'm in Auburn, California, and I'm missing the water, but...
Well, you were at the fork of the river in Auburn, right? The American River, one of the YouTubes that I saw you.
Yes, yes. I'm not very far from the confluence there. That's where I'm staying now for a little while.
Well, I'm just right down the street from you.
Oh, great.
I'm in Granite Bay.
You're in Granite Bay?
I thought
you were in San Jose.
Well, Taz is in San Jose, so this is technology.
Oh, God, I love the technology. That's great. How cool.
I met you in Fair Oaks at John's house. You taught a little class. And that's how we got you on our show the first time.
Oh, I'll be a son of a gun. I didn't connect your name with your face. I'm sorry about that. When was that? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think about 2 years ago.
A couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, time flies by now. I mean, it's all going so fast. It's a big blur how many workshops and people and everything is going on.
So you now...
Let's tell people how we spell his last name. So it's Lescher. Tom Lescher is who we're talking with. And Tom,
he's
going
to be in San Jose this coming weekend, so be sure to, if you have an interest in astrology, be sure to go to his lecture, and you might be interested in the workshop.
Okay.
So you don't live in Auburn any longer, Tom?
You know, I'm also doing readings. You know, I do hour-long personal readings that are a lot deeper, you know, than these workshops. And I'm going to be doing them. I'm going down to San Jose. I'm going to be doing them Saturday afternoon and evening, and then I'm staying down there on Monday. A lot of it is to do readings for people, because I do readings on the phone and with Skype, but, you know, people like face-to-face readings also. So
good. You'll be doing readings in San Jose. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
And then people can contact you again through your website if they want a personal reading. They're listening from across the United States. They can still contact you that way and get a reading, right?
Oh, yeah. I actually do them all around the world now. I got people in, you know, Australia, Europe, Africa. People are from all over the place now. Skype, yeah, the technology is definitely working. So,
is there any book?
Let me ask you a question here, Paula.
Paula,
let me ask Tom a question. I was going to say, you know, upcoming the end of this month, what kind of energies are going to be there? Do you see anything where that we might have a problem again with some with earth movement in the Japan area? Can you tell?
Well, I would say particularly what's going on very shortly here is Mars is coming up. It's in the sign of Gemini, and it is moving into a conjunction with the south node of the moon on July 23rd, July 24th, and, you know, that is, that's very powerful. And then the moon is going to be coming around to join that Mars and the node on July 27th. And these are points that trigger, you know, the moon's nodes is the where the orbital path of the moon crosses the orbital path of the Earth around the sun. So it's connecting the sun, the Earth, and the moon, which are, you know, the three, obviously, largest bodies, you know, with gravitational pulls, etc. And then when Mars comes into an alignment with that point, which is also the eclipse points, you know, Mars has to do with heat, it has to do with fire, it has to do with sudden events, and, you know, sharp knives and swords and accidents and cuts and burns and scrapes and fevers. And it's not really, you know, so, it's not always pleasant. And if, you know, something is going to be shaking things up, then that's going to be the, you know, the indicator of that astrologically, yeah.
Okay. Sounds like volcanic action could be happening also.
Yeah. Mars has to do with, you know, lava and heat and volcanoes. So it's things are definitely stirring, and you know, I just you know, as much as that stuff is all going on, I don't like to really focus on it that much. I really see that you know, there's so much. We want to occupy our consciousness, you know, with what we want to manifest. And, you know, what, like I say, you know, the power of our thoughts and our feelings is so creative that we need to really discipline our minds and discipline our thoughts to, and discipline ourselves, basically, you know. And this is where another, you know, I use Kundalini yoga. It, you know, it's a discipline. It's a spiritual discipline. And that's what meditation is, too, stilling the mind. I mean, so many people don't meditate because they can't stop thinking. You know, it's just like, you know, I can't stop thinking. I can't meditate. I tried to do it, and it doesn't work. And, you know, I will suggest to those people that, you know, I use Kundalini yoga particularly because the use of mantras, yeah? These uses of mantras, which is a sound technology and a vibrational technology which actually affects the meridian points and the skull, you know, the vibration of the skull through, you know, speaking the mantras and the sounds, you know, actually is a great assistance. And it's the only thing that got me to be able to stop thinking. So, you know, the mantras really help. You know, trying to just sit there in silence is, you know, torture for a lot of people. But anyway, what I was talking about was what, you know, that your thoughts create. And that if we're thinking about, you know, this catastrophe and this economy and, you know, the fragile nature of my job and, you know, and my this and that. And, yeah, I mean, you know, geez Louise, you know, I mean, it's important. It's important to be in a space, and this is where I find water and nature and rivers and birds and, you know, travel to beautiful places. You surround yourself with art and with beautiful music and, you know, create a simple life that fosters, feelings and thoughts of peace and joy and happiness, and you will find that is what gets magnified and proliferates.
So it's like the American Indians, when they do pray for rain, they're grateful because it already in their prayers they are grateful because it's already happened, as though it's already happened. So maybe
there you go. That is so perfect, so beautiful, isn't it? Absolutely.
Now, I have a question. Do you have a book coming up, or are you thinking about writing a book?
Oh, geez. Yeah, I got about four of them. I've started four books, and I tell you, I got the moon in Gemini, you know, and I do a lot better with... I understand that there's this program Dragon now that will just take my voice and turn it into words, because, you know, it's just sitting down and typing. I mean, I'm spending way too long just on Facebook and email today. I can't stand all this computer stuff. So I need some voice recognition or something, to write these books, because all I'm doing is reading and giving workshops, and I have a book on Chiron, and it's basically a transcription of a workshop that I did on Chiron, and Chiron is the wounded healer. It's a powerful new archetype, first discovered there in 1977. And as a new archetype, it's a new level of human consciousness that's now coming into awareness. It's very powerful. So, yeah, this book is in process, and I'm getting help with it. But as far as, like, when it's going to be done, I can't say. I'm sorry.
Well, with all your traveling.
Yeah. Well,
what?
You know what? So we need to really let people know again, you know, Tom, that you're going to be giving a class this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 12, and the workshop's going to be on Sunday from 9 to 4. And there's a lady to contact. Her name is Tara Lisa, and there is a phone number of 408-420-3542 to give her a call. And what about, do people give ahead of time, bring their chart? Do they call you and contact you for that, or what do they do?
The sooner they get in touch with her, the better, because she is writing down everybody's name, time, date, and place of birth, and sending it to me, and I'm going to show up with everybody's chart. And then we will be able to look at, your chart individually during that Sunday workshop.
Well, that's going to be a great workshop. and working with everybody's individual chart. How good can you have it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's where the rubber hits the road, you know.
Tom, is there anything we didn't touch on that you want to bring up for people to know?
Well, let's see. I have that forecast. I just want to say and reiterate, you know, the thing that I think really important to to mention now is the moon's nodes. And the moon's nodes are very powerful points that change signs every 2.5 years. And they went into the north node went into Sagittarius in March of 2011. And it's going to stay there for 1.5 years. And that's ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter is moving through the sign of Taurus from June 4th of this year, and it's going to stay there for about 1 year until next spring. And this is a very important time of change in regards to money, in regards to our bodies and the physical world in general. And Jupiter, you know, is the co-ruler of Pisces in the old astrology, and it says that it's really a time of shift and a time of expansion, and that this is actually a time where people, if you tap into new talent, new capacity, new resources, and expand your, you know, it's time to stop doing the same old, thinking that it's going to work for you. And, you know, people may be challenged, you know, with their incomes and things like that, but it's really time to become more Renaissance people, and that this is a very positive year for making more money and doing more things. And even though it looks like the economy is doing terrible, individual people are actually thriving and abundant and, you know, blowing the doors open, you know, on their income. So don't listen to the news and don't listen to, you know, Fox and all this stuff out there, the media, but tap your inner imagination, and you're going to really thrive through this next year. It's actually a really positive time astrologically.
Wow. Gosh. Yeah, Jupiter's always great.
Yeah, no kidding. Bringing blessings of all kinds.
Well, let's give out Tom's website for the people one more time so they can hop on his website, subscribe to his YouTube, and see about his upcoming events.
Okay, so it's newparadigmastrology.com, and paradigm is paradigm, astrology.com, newparadigmastrology.com. And don't forget to hook into his YouTube, his weekly YouTube. It's wonderful.
It's something I look forward to every week, Tom, so thank you for putting your effort towards that.
Oh, yeah, it's really beautiful. And don't forget his workshop this weekend from Saturday 10 to 12. And this is going to be in Willow Glen, by the way. And his workshop is Sunday 9 to 4. He will be giving readings in the evening on Saturday. Is that correct, Tom?
Yes, and on Monday and probably Sunday night. You know.
Okay. All right. Good. And the lady that you need to contact, her name is Tara Lisa, and the phone number is 408-420-3542. Again, 408-420-3542. Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for being with us and enlightening us.
Great. Well, thank you for having me. I want to see you guys one of these
days. Yeah.
Well,
we'll meet up. I'm sure we will.
We'll try and get over, and I'll see if I can get over and see you this weekend. And you have a wonderful travel wherever you're going. Thank you for being with us, and we'll have to make this a habit, won't we?
Yes, we sure will.
Yeah.
Well, bye-bye, Tom. Yeah.
I love you.
Right. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. You
yeah, hop on our
I was going to say, you're listening to the Taz and Paula Show. Our website is tazandpaulashow.com. Please go there and you'll be able to see all the people that we've been interviewing, and you can ask us questions through our website.
And we're on Facebook.
Okay.
So join our fan page on Facebook.
Yes, please do. And thank you for being with us today, and we look forward to being back next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.